Anyway, the tool that we are covering today is called Artisan AI. And I will just read the headline from their homepage here at Artisan. It says, automate your outbound with an all-in-one AI-first platform powered by AI employees. So here we have AI agents or AI employees making waves again. So it looks like it has a ton of different outbound and cold outreach features that are very typical to outbound sales tools like this, email and social messaging and social outreach. But primarily what I wanted to talk about today was their AI business development rep, their AI BDR named Ava. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are talking about another AI agent in the marketing and sales space. This is a tool that I came across in another rundown.ai newsletter. Definitely check out the latest rundown newsletter and all of the newsletters. Also, don't forget about the Rundown University over at the rundown.ai. Anyway, the tool that we are covering today is called Artisan AI. And I will just read the headline from their homepage here at Artisan. It says, automate your outbound with an all-in-one AI-first platform powered by AI employees. So here we have AI agents or AI employees making waves again. So it looks like it has a ton of different outbound and cold outreach features that are very typical to outbound sales tools like this, email and social messaging and social outreach. But primarily what I wanted to talk about today was their AI business development rep, their AI BDR named Ava. If you are following along on video, you can see the homepage here. They go on to say that they are building the future of software with AI employees called artisans. So they are kind of staking their claim or doing some branding here, naming their agents artisans. And they actually show three artisans here, although only one is available currently, Ava. They show the sales artisan, as they call her, the AI BDR. But they also have Lucas, the marketing artisan. Oh, and I don't think I'm sharing my screen here, even though I already said I was. Sorry about that, guys. Now you should be looking at their homepage. And here you're seeing, again, Ava, the sales artisan, Lucas, the marketing artisan, and Elijah, the customer success artisan. So you have three artisans or agents that they're looking to introduce here, sales, marketing, and customer support. At first. But again, only Ava appears to be available at this time. So let's talk a little bit about Ava. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. They have a little demo video here on how Ava works and doing a little bit of an introduction. But I'm just going to hop over to the Ava landing page. And at the top, this one says, hire Ava, your AI sales agent. Ava is more than just an AI SDR. She's more than just an AI sales development rep. She's the most effective AI sales agent on the market, automating more than 80% of the B2B outbound demand generation process for your team. They go on to say that Ava is not your average sales rep or not your average SDR. She's also a business development rep, a BDR, a platform manager, a sales coach, and a data analyst. They emphasize here again that Ava will automate 80% of your sales team's work with AI. So all the things like prospecting and enriching leads and verifying their contact information, doing research to write personalized emails, all of this will be done by Ava. And it's hugely time consuming, especially for smaller or single or solo agencies like here at Digital Pop. Anyway, additionally, she also acts as a platform manager. She can set up your campaigns for you, give you insights on how they're performing based on analytics, and even manage or monitor your inboxes and let you know when you get responses to your campaigns. She also acts as a sales coach. She tracks every sales interaction and provides actionable feedback so you can optimize and replicate the sales strategies that work and eliminate those that don't, as they say here on the site. And then lastly, they talk about how she can act as a data analyst as well. She can analyze the metrics across your campaigns, identifying the top performing strategies and playbooks, which is another feature here. They have strategies and playbooks in the tool, and getting better at writing emails that lead to meetings. So this is, I think, again, what's going to really differentiate AI agents for a lot of people, and what's going to probably seal the deal is the observable improvement and the self-improvement that these agents are able to exhibit. Moving down the page, they definitely continue to hype up Ava's ability and what she can do. They go on to say that Ava prospects leads with over 300 million contacts. So all the leads, contacts, excuse me, and they're all pulled from artisan Artisan's B2B data partners that they have working with them. She can also replicate your lead research workflows so she can perform web scraping and use other third-party enrichment sources. We use a cohesive.ai, a little Google Maps scraper to do web scraping here. I have hunter.io doing some of the third-party enrichment. So it sounds like she'll be able to hook up or at least to some degree use some existing third-party tools. In doing this, she can conduct in-depth lead research, finding things like awards or interests or technographic data, according to the info here, and all things that are super valuable to an SDR for sure. She can also operate fully on autopilot. This allows Ava to autonomously send and perform marketing actions. Well, as they say here, you sit back, relax, and watch the leads roll in. But then the part that I think I'm most hyped about or would find the most useful is this ability she has to quote unquote ghostwrite highly bespoke email sequences. So the ability to write truly one-to-one personalized emails that don't sound gimmicky, like you're just slapping a bunch of placeholders and variables in a templated email. The ability to do this in a cold outreach tool, I think, is hugely valuable. Right now, you have to, be pretty clever and be able to implement or integrate your cold outreach tool with an API like OpenAI's or Gemini's or something like that to do individual email configuration is something that's hugely valuable and something that is going to greatly aid sales teams. It would certainly aid my sales process here at Digital Pop. Okay, before we dive into the pricing, let's talk a little bit about some frequently asked questions here on the website. The first one here says, where does Ava find leads? And I'll just read the answers and try and paraphrase as best as I can. But they say here that we work with a number of industry-leading data providers to give Ava access to the most accurate and valuable B2B data through advanced AI-powered automation. You don't need to have your own data source. Everything is built into our AI sales platform, enhancing the efficiency of your sales teams. Another question asks, who does Ava send emails as? And the answer to that question is as you. She will impersonate you and send emails from your email address or the email addresses of your salespeople. And she'll be leveraging Gen AI to incorporate branded messaging and sound and write like your salespeople do. The next question here is, can Ava respond to emails too? And Artisan answers that this functionality is currently in beta and will roll out more widely soon. So at this time, you can ask Ava to draft responses from within the inbox using Gen AI. And it says here that she also leverages AI-powered automation to follow up with leads, helping you streamline your sales activities, or at least scheduling some follow-up communications for you to take care of. The next question here, does Ava do outreach on LinkedIn? And again, this is a huge, huge time saver for anybody doing cold outreach for sure. Again, we have an answer here saying that the feature is currently being built. So there sounds like they're addressing almost every need that a cold sales or SDR, BDR would want. So that's super cool. And I'm pretty excited about the tool, depending on the pricing. And we'll talk about that in a second. It says here that soon Ava will help capture more of the sales cycle by automating outreach on LinkedIn and other social media platforms as well. So again, that will be huge. Things like sending connection requests, messages, and more to boost your conversion rate and streamline your sales activities, as it says here. So automating those LinkedIn outreach tasks is, I think, going to be hugely impactful to a cold sales team for sure, and definitely would, I think, prompt some people to spend the money for this tool. Can Ava make phone calls is the next question here. And we've talked a lot about AI doing cold outreach and cold calls as well on the show with a tool like Bland AI. And recently with the advanced voice mode being made available in OpenAI as well as a part of the OpenAI API, we can definitely expect to see more call agents and basically an OpenAI wrapper, essentially using OpenAI's API and doing a lot more of this cold AI calling stuff. Anyway, can Ava make phone calls? And it looks like this might be the one thing that Ava is not going to do. Although they do say that they're currently building a dialer into the tool so that your salespeople can do cold calling and outreach through this platform. So trying to keep you in one platform in one place, which is always appreciated. And apparently this is where Ava will be able to listen in and take notes and provide feedback and try and help you replicate the calls and the scripts, for lack of a better word, that work the best for your cold outreach. And there's going to be some automation in the form of follow-up phone calls that she can schedule again for you. Okay. And then last but not least, before we wrap up, the last question here is, what's the pricing to hire Ava? And this is a little bit frustrating part to me as a digital marketer. And as far as pricing pages go, it's always a little frustrating when the pricing is not clear. And in this case, it's completely custom. So they say here that their pricing is variable based on the lead volume and customization you need for your enterprise or for your organization. They do startups, mid-market, and enterprise-sized businesses. So again, depending on your budget, you should still check out the possibility of working with Artisan. So on their pricing page, they have, and I'll just hop over there for those of you who are watching on video, they have a bunch of different features and services that you can request the pricing for: their email deliverability, their sales automation, so that's the sales agent Ava, AI sales playbooks, full agency management, and lead discovery and enrichment are the things that you can request pricing for. You'll just have to fill out a form, give them your agency or business information and your monthly budget. And that's basically all it takes to hopefully be able to use the product at a rate that is affordable to you. Anyway, so action item today, go check out artisan.co and the Artisan AI tool. If you are a small team looking to empower or increase your sales team's results, I think that this would definitely be something worth experimenting with, especially if it's in your budget. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.